introduce our first speaker, and it is none other than Crystal from the Bronx.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Crystal, and I'm an addict. Thank God for another day of life. For that, I'm so ever truly grateful. At this moment, I am so humbled. I am filled with gratitude, love, compassion. And if I tell you the truth, will you still love me? I want to thank Ocean City Area for inviting me down again. And they always seem to give me these fucked up topics and shit. Last year it was trapped in the body controlled by a mind that don't give a damn. Where were you at? This year is some shit about will the real me please stand up? But I still thank the Chesapeake area for loving me no matter what. When I woke up this morning, I said, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another day of life. You got to remember that somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody picked up for the very first time, and somebody relapsed. So before I get a conscious, before I get the physical contact where I remove my body and I lean over on my bed or I lean over to my partner, right before I open my eyes, I'm already in prayer thanking God for the conscious contact. So if you are new, welcome. If you back from a relapse, welcome. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using, and that any addict can lose the desire to use and find a new way of life because we do recover. Will the real me please stand up? I'm about as real as I'm gonna motherfucking get tonight. If I get honest, will you still like my ass? See, because I don't know no other way other than getting honest. And that's not a lie. Because my sponsor had to tell me one time, honey, you got to stop being so brutally honest. Right? I'm that addict, right? For the newcomer, I need to let the newcomer know where I came from. See, because I don't know but nobody, but because me as a newcomer, right? I needed to hear where you came from, what you did, how you did it, who you did it with, where you did it, how you did it, so I could identify. Because, see, I thought this was not it, right? So if you had a good crack story, good war story, some crime and some sex and shit all like that, that's what I wanted to hear, right? I'm that addict that had some addictions way before I picked up the drug. Our basic text talks about that. I'm an incest survivor. I'm a rape survivor. At a real early age, I was molested in my household by someone who violated my innocence, right? So actually, my first addiction, I need to go back. My first addiction became fantasy. I had a Barbie doll, and we played house. It was a mommy. There was a daddy. There was some kids. We played the little games, you know. Humpity hump and shit. Yeah. I come from an era where my parents used Royal Crown grease. I watched Dorrance Welk, Soul Train, Road Runner. We had the little 45s with the little orange piece in the middle. Flip Wilson. Fat Albert. Huh? The Temptations. Right? My grandmother, you know, they dressed me up with the little Buster Brown shoes. Bow ties in my hair, patent leather shoes. Sunday morning, you go to Sunday school, go to church. I go outside with a bunch of money. Kids never knew where I got the money from. They never knew the pain I endured when I went back in my household. My second addiction became secrets. I had the biggest secret of my life. I was afraid that if I told someone in my family, they wouldn't believe me. My third addiction became rebellion. And as a result, at the age of 12 and 13, when I started going to high school, I was wanted to know what was going on in the back of the high school while they was leaned over, snapping their fingers, smoke coming out their ears. I became attracted to the lifestyle. Found out that they was shooting CeeLo and smoking Chiba. We wasn't smoking no goddamn blunts. We was smoking Chiba Chi. And back then, Chiba Chi came in a little orange manila pack, and they was selling tray bags. Yeah. I ain't lying. Turn the lights on. So at the age of 13, I thought I knew everything there was to know. I'm the only one in the house. Shit be missing and shit. And my mother then would go, "Christo, did you?" "Nah, it wasn't me." You know, So I packed a little backpack and I went to an area at that time in New York where they used to call it 40 Deuce. See, there's a lot of y'all are here, I know. Y'all know my motherfucking story, right? See, the only thing that changes with my story is that I'll add some new pain and some new joy. But my story don't change. Make sure the story that got you here keeps you here. See? So I ran to a place they call 40 Deuce. They now call it the pretty and gorgeous Times Square. But that's not the 40 Deuce that I'm talking about. 40 Deuce I'm talking about had karate flicks on the left, karate flicks on the right, show world up there, leg gals over there. But on 8th and 9th Avenue, I was just attracted to something on the corner. He had on this suit and this beaver. He had this cane. He was real fly, and he sat there, and I should just see him do some shit like this. But he never fall. Then I looked over to the left, right? And these chicks, right? They be real fly, man, and they have on some shit. They used to have on some boots like this, and I still wear them. My sponsor said that's a defect. I'm talking about the real me now. Huh? And they have on these long-ass boots and these little dresses and shit, man. And like, listen, man, I was attracted immediately. Because they used to get all the attention. See, because I thought nobody loved me in my house. Huh? And while I was out there, right, and I'm standing on this corner now with my pimps and my hoes at 13 years old. And this guy, this pimp comes up to me, and y'all know he starts sponsoring me and shit. And he says, you know, you're a little bit too young to be on this corner. But I'm going to show you how to get this money. He said, I'm going to show you how to get paid. And he began, and he took me in this place, man, that taught me how to dance. And they'd come, and him and the girl would come and get me. And we'd go back to the house and shit, man. And, like, I thought, like, they really loved me, and they took care of me, man. So my wife was out there and said, listen, you know, we don't know your name. We all we know, you're a little skinny and things and whatnot. And, you know, you need a nickname. He said, I'll tell you what. They're going to call you. He said, your name is Slim Goody. At that time, I was introduced to all the different chemicals. But my story didn't take off until I smoked that crack. I took a hit of that crack one day, man, and I remember like it was yesterday because I never want to forget. And I said, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I heard the motherfucking bells, the sirens, the walkie-talkies. End of story. Y'all know what happened. Yeah. Never get high on your own supply. I heard, I went into the staircase. It was 1981. When I came out, it was 1996. Rooftop, staircase, abandoned buildings became my favorite place to be. I didn't care what you smelled like, looked like, as long as you had half, we could do something. Right? During the course of my addiction, I had a baby somewhere. I wanted a child for so long. And, during my addiction, I had a baby, and at that time, thank God, God was with me even back then. I had became enrolled into a program for women. At that time, they were having crack-addicted babies. Remember that, Monet? And I had enrolled in a program for women at the time, women that really would get honest. That's how I know God was with me, right? Because at that time, women were having babies, and when the doctor would ask you, are you using drugs, you would say no. And when you had this toxic baby, and the services, whatever you call it in your city or state, came, and they would take the baby from you, now you want to cry and get angry and get mad because they've taken your baby. But somewhere along the line, I said to this doctor, I said, I want my baby. And they enrolled me. I was one of the first participants into a program in Harlem for women that were addicted, that still wanted to have their children. By God's grace and his mercy, I kept that baby. One day, a young lady came in the block, and she had had her hair done, her nails done. She smelled good. I said, oh, shit, where you been, jail? Because naturally, when people disappear, the first thing you associate them was with jail. And she said, no, I went to a program. It was at that point that I began to seek some help. I'm a springboard in Narcotics Anonymous through a therapeutic community. I heard the message through H and I. Thank God for H and I. I sat in the seats and they said, hey, we're going to have a Narcotics Anonymous presentation. So what's that? Anybody that's using drugs or wants some help? I said, well, let me go see what it's about. And I sat in the seat, and this guy came in, man. And when he came in, now, mind you, I'm slim motherfucking goody. So when he came in, he had on the Mr. T starter kit and shit. He smelled good. He had some tools. He said he made Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I don't know if y'all know H&R presentations. When you leave this institution, we suggest that you make a meeting. We suggest that you make 90 meetings in 90 days. We suggest you read the pamphlets. They're free for the taking. We suggest you hold on to some of our slogans. And I looked at him, and he was light-skinned my flavor. He said he'd been clean for some time. I said, oh, bullshit. He said, now, when you leave the institutions, call somebody, make a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I said to my friend, I said, well, shit, if that's what they got in NA, shit, I want one of him. So they let us out for the meeting. I went to the meeting looking for him. I'm telling you, whatever keeps you coming, keep coming. I couldn't find his ass. So I had to make another meeting. I couldn't find his ass. Now I'm making meetings, another meeting and shit. Huh? So I made this other meeting. And it was real packed, and I don't know, but in my area, right, I don't know, you know, we got some internal controversies, yes. I'm here to tell the motherfucking truth. And in my area, we had a couple of meetings where it's personalities before principles. So when I got there, it was the Cadillacs, the BMs, all the fancy cars was double parked outside. If I step on some toes, all well. And when I got in, the dudes all lined up in the back, their arms folded and shit. I said, oh, goddamn, I'm gonna make some money up in here. Yeah, him too. I'm talking about what I did. Maybe some of y'all don't identify. So, we gotta watch what we feed the newcomer, the information we feed the newcomer. So, I need to back him a little bit because when I made that first meeting, lady said, come up front, and said, sit in the front, you know, they said, now, is anybody here for the first time back from a relapse would like to raise their hand and say that they're here, and I said, they said, yes, who are you? I said, hi, my name is Slim Goody, and I'm an addict. And the other lady said, honey, what is the name your mama gave you? And I said, well, you know, my birth certificate, you know, they say, but you know, everybody call me Slim Goody. She said, no, honey. She said, if you want what we have, you have to do what we do. So I said, okay, well, my name is Crystal, and I'm an addict. And I began to do those things. I started making the little NA dances. Now I found out that there was some dances going on, and nobody was doing nothing. So I made the NA dances, drank water all motherfucking night, ran back and forth to the bathroom because I knew it was some of y'all doing some shit in the bathroom. I need to tell y'all, 11 years later, I have found no one. No one. No one. I continued to make Narcotics Anonymous meeting. At that time, I had none of this. None. Clean and crazy. We said, don't get in a relationship in the past first year, and I thought that's what it really said. We gotta watch what we say to newcomer, because in nowhere in our basic text or our literature it says you do not get in a relationship in the first year. When you walk through the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and someone hugs you at the door, that is a relationship. When you decide that you find yourself a sponsor, that is a relationship. When you decide to choose the God of your understanding, that is a relationship. But what I did was I became emotionally involved. Now, the book does say, don't become emotionally involved. Well, I became emotionally involved. So, at that point, I didn't know. I was confused. I said, okay, at this point, I was battling with my sexuality. I didn't know whether I wanted to be with women or I wanted to be with men. And then I was trying to get my family back, and, you know, they said, well, you need to get a husband somewhere along the line, and society says that I should have been with the man. And so I became involved with him. And I made him my God. And it wasn't until I got into some pain clean and Narcotics Anonymous that I began to embrace the program. The program. The program. Of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, it ain't until you're getting some shit clean that you call your sponsor, right? Yes. Now you want to do some work and shit. Because your ass is in pain, right? So I began to embrace the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I had my first sponsor, and I didn't read the sponsorship pamphlet. And there was a young lady at the door hugging everybody, and every time they asked anybody that they knew what was going on in the area, she always knew all the goddamn shit that was going on. So I figured she was Miss N.A. That's going to be my sponsor. And needless to say, I'm still praying that one day she will come back to the doors of Narcotics Anonymous. Okay. I found a second sponsor. I was in a meeting, and mind you now I'm raising my hand telling you that my name is Crystal, but in the meantime, I need to tell y'all that I'm still living as Slim Goody. See, they told me on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue to always have two. Have one and have another one just in case. My second sponsor was sitting down, and she said that she was on this job and that they gave her this check and that she didn't steal the check. So I went over and said, you ain't steal the fucking check. I couldn't believe how brutally honest she was. I said, oh my God, I need to ask her, how the hell did you not steal a motherfucking check from the job? So I went up to her and I said, listen, you sure you ain't got that check? She said, no, honey. She said, no, you will learn as you stay here that those things we used to do just don't work after a while. Right? So I stayed in a relationship for a couple of years, and then one day that brother told me, love don't live here no more. Right? Met another brother. And this other brother, you know, I don't know. I talk about him later. Anyway, shit. And I met another brother. Now, I began to embrace the steps. Because when you do your first set of steps, right? That's just some surface shit. That's just to get the ice cubes out the ice tray. That's just to take them out the ice tray. All right? And there's a whole process, right? What? Wow. It's a whole process. That just broke my whole concentration.
Ice cubes.
Yeah, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Listen, I did some step work in here, man. Let me just bring you up to date real quick, cause I only got, goddamn it. When I first came up here, I told you guys how humbled I was. The reason I'm humble is because life shows up without your permission. It's what you do with it, right? And like I need to tell you, like I stand here, the real me stands here, right? And I'm living life on life's terms right now.
Right?
So what I had to do through all this, man, I'm telling you, like, being here, right, like, I could hug, walk in a meeting and hug you, but can you go home and hug someone in your house the same way you hug a newcomer to me? So, like, I got this 16-year-old, right? And, like, about 3 weeks ago, right, like, I'm telling you, right, like, this is this little kid I took to NA meetings, man, and, like I prayed to have my kid back when I got here, and I got her, right, like, 3 weeks ago, right, like, for some reason, like she disappeared. And I had a feeling where she was, and I took my running buddy, and I took another friend, and we go up to this place like we motherfucking cops and TNT and shit. And when I get to the building, I said, this looked like a building I smoked in. And when I got to the door and acted like the motherfucking cop and walked in the house, I found myself in a crack house. Looking for my baby. Like, I find my daughter right in this fucking crack house, man. Like, I bring her home, and like 2 days later, like, she disappears again for 3 days, right? I'm talking about my only baby. I don't know about y'all, but I'm talking about my only baby right now. I'm talking about, listen, I didn't realize the extent of the emotional attachment that you have to your children. All these 16-year-old girls are interested in is boys, blunt cell phones, and hairdos and shit. And now I'm fucked up, yo. And let me just say that, because fucked up is not a feeling. Let's get to the exact nature. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. My expectations has been broken. Now I'm talking about the real motherfucking me now. What? So this little girl becomes a cutter. The thing about it is, right, when I look at this little girl, man, she do some shit, right? And I turned around one day and I looked, I said, oh, shit, seen me all over again. And the hurt comes because not want her to live the life, to do the things that I've done. Not want her to be exposed to the things that I've been exposed to. And holding on, man. Holding on. So in the meantime, in the past, like 7-8 months, I've been happy, joyous, and free. Shit. I always been a member of the Rainbow Coalition, just was missing a few colors. So I've been in this sphere, me and my partner, looking for Brokeback Mountain. Mighty motherfucking quiet in here now. Your perception of me is not my reality. I am not confused about who I am today. I'm about as real as I'm gonna get. If you don't like me, welcome. Yeah. this program has saved my goddamn life, right? Let me read something from the bottom of the second tradition. Gotcha. We are all mismanagers. And not one of us is capable of consistently making good decisions. I'm real careful on what I feed my spirit. See? So what I had to do to find this newfound freedom that I have, even through the storms, I found that because I've got a program that teaches me some principles and things, right, that sometimes when the storm come now, I just got a little more reprieve in between, a little more peace because I got some new tools. So what I began is to do, right, my boy Melvin L, who's, I give him a shout out, he's sharing right now, he always talks about changing your value system. Huh? So what I've learned, right, through changing my value system, right? Let me just listen. And what I'm getting ready to read, right, comes straight from the book. It ain't not my shit. The principle of faith will help us to practice the principle of courage and to live our lives with integrity. We need not be so afraid of losing friends or having relationships change or even having our lives profoundly affected because we know that we're being cared for. We have faith that if we have to let go of old friends because what they're doing is unhealthy for our spiritual development, we'll form new relationships with people whose values we share. God is the ultimate authority up in here. It ain't me and it ain't you. It is only through God's grace and his tender mercy that he can change our lives. I'm no longer a cheat. I'm no longer a thief. All those things are arrested one day at a time. But I practice some healthy behaviors today. Freedom ain't free. Right? We got some people up in here fronting like a motherfucker. Image, pride, all that shit, right? Can you be real about your motherfucking self? Will the real you please stand up? I don't know but nobody else. Fronting ain't easy. Fronting ain't easy. So I ain't walking around here, listen, the mask must fucking go. Take that shit off, take the makeup that you done put on the motherfucking mask off, take the mask off and get fucking busy, get to live life like other people do, right, and free yourself so that you can become the person, the woman, the man that God wants you to be. I'm not perfect, thank God.
That's right.
I got some loving and caring friends in my life, man. Like, no matter what I go through sometimes, it ain't always got to be painful. Some things are painful. Sometimes things are just situations. Yeah. Everything ain't got to be always fucking painful. It's fucking life. Right. Handle that shit. Huh? So now if you want to be my friend and you want to hear the truth, right, I'm going to tell you the motherfucking truth, right? When the real me going to stand up and I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't need no motherfucking in my life hiding shit, condoning shit, because I don't need none of that shit. What I need to do is learn how to live. I'm in the no matter what club, no matter what, I don't use. Huh? Listen, if you knew, hold on, shit is going to happen. Huh? It's called life, right? This program has definitely changed my life. I'm not the person I was here like 10 years ago. I'm not what I used to, I don't do what I used to do when I had 5 years clean anymore. Huh? I have a program that says that I can change. I have a program. I have experience that says I can change. Huh? I've peeled the mask off. And I work hard not to put another one back on. Huh? So I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm going to share with you who I am. I'm going to get to the exact nature of who I am so that I can always receive the help that I so desperately need. And I remain teachable. I remain teachable to each and every one because I never know, you never know who your blessings are going to come from. Again, thank the Chesapeake area for inviting me down. It is honor. This convention is awesome.
Yes, it is.
It's a Friday night. It is a good night to be clean. Yes. God damn it, let's enjoy ourselves. My name is Crystal, and thanks for letting me share.
So the second speaker is Frank A.
Yes, Frank!
Recovering addict named Frank. And I want to thank God first before I put the hit out on the disease. I want to thank God first again before we do this thing and this damage on the disease. I want to thank God for my traveling mercies. I want to thank God for Crystal and her friends and her traveling mercies. I want to thank God for allowing me to have another opportunity to serve God. Right? Like Crystal said, I used to get a lot of topics like this. C&P's always been good to me. Right? I'm going to share. Right before this meeting started, thank you, Crystal. I prayed with my daughter. She's 5.5 years old. She's a Narcotics Anonymous baby. You got a Narcotics Anonymous mom who's got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, who's got a daddy in her life, who's got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, who's got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, who got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor. Again, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for everything. Right? I want to thank God for all the prayers. My spirit is being fed. Since the moment I woke up this morning, my spirit is getting fed here at C&P. It always does. Newcomer, keep coming. Newcomer, keep coming back. Newcomer, keep coming back. Newcomer, keep coming back. Newcomer, just keep coming back. No matter what, membership is here, Narcotics Anonymous. I just want to thank God for allowing the real me to share with you. I want to thank God for all the opportunities, right? Not just standing behind the podium, for all the opportunities since I've joined these ranks. When I got clean, it was about one enemy, one battle plan, work the steps or die, MF. No matter what, don't use, get to stepping, and just keep coming. Look, it's been a whole lot of 24s, but one thing that I know in Narcotics Anonymous, we stand up here after being here for a while. Yeah. And sooner or later, we don't have to find validation from the group here to stand up and be the real me or the real you. This, look, I don't know about anybody else, this fellowship raises the dead. It'll pull you out the grave site. It'll pull you out the hit house where your last prayer was.
That's right.
I'm very lively. I'm real enthused about being clean in Narcotics Anonymous. I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I love NA. I got a passion for Narcotics Anonymous. When I got here, I was hateful. I was grateful. It was about prejudice. It was about, look, let me identify real quick. Let's go to the horse. I smoked crack. I sniffed glue. I was a fire barrel bum, right? Shot dope, drank wine, and didn't give a flat F about nothing. I smoked crack. I didn't care about nothing but using. Never held my head up. Didn't believe in nothing. I lived a lie. I lived when it told me to use. I lived when it told me to march. I lived when the disease told me I was nothing. I believed in the negative message. I believed when the disease took me and gave me some social acceptability in active addiction. Any time I raised my head up, it's only when I had a little bit of hope. Narcotics Anonymous has raised my spirit. It's given me a liveliness. Look, there's real freedom. Newcomer, keep coming back. Newcomer, keep coming back. Just keep coming. No matter what, just keep coming. Stay. You don't have to be new no more. Just stay. This is an awesome program. I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. It's going on here on Friday night. It's going on. My spirit's being fed. I prayed with my little girl. And like, look, my little girl's got an almighty in her life, right? Look, only because of you. My little girl prayed with me earlier. She was telling me, Daddy, I love you. And we were in prayer. She knows that I'm doing something right now for God. My recovery has fit this literature when it talks about sharing risky and becoming vulnerable with clean time in the room of Narcotics Anonymous. We're going to expose parts of ourselves beyond our wildest dreams. Look, it might be risky at times. There's still a battle going on here. There's still an underpower in Narcotics Anonymous that will approach us and ambush us when we want to come honest at the group. When we want to talk about what's really going on. Because after time, man, I believe the first two things that come back after getting clean, abstinence, it's gone. The drugs is out of you now. Ego and pride shows up. Clean time, badge of honor. We wearing it. Look, life just shows up after a while. Life will shut your mouth up. I remember getting clean and listening to the old timer and all the relationships over, and I said, well, why don't you just let go? Right? Just let go until it was my time. Life just showed up, shut me up. And I had to come to the group and talk about me. Right? Look, it took a long time for the real me to stand up. The first time the real me stood up, I was a little boy. It was a Friday night. Right? And look, my mom was chaperoning me, right? She was taking me over to Joy Glazer's house. I was with my best friend, Thomas, and all the women loved Thomas because Thomas had it going on. Thomas had thin brown hair. He always had all the girly girls in the school just approaching him, sneaking them notes. And the validation that I was getting as a little boy was just standing next to Thomas because Thomas had it going on. And Joy and Lynette invited me and Thomas over to watch Light Brighten. Right, we had that little toy Light Bright. And Mom was in the car listening to Judy Garland while we were over at Joy's house. And it was a long walk through the hallway. And we were walking through the hallway. And all I could see was Light Bright and the lava lamp playing, listening to Peter Frampton. Do you feel like we do? Right? I was excited. See, I suffered from two other symptoms of the disease of addiction, right? Fantasy and illusion.
That's right.
Right? The lava lamp gave me the illusion. The fantasy was that I was going to get my first kiss. Right? So look, along the way, I know some of y'all with me, right? So along the way, right, through that long hallway, I knew we only had an hour. That hour went quick. Mom still had the car running, right? We sat down. Joy sat in front of Thomas. Lynette sat in front of me. And Lynette was a nice, tall, little blonde girl in seventh grade. She just, like, would whistle Dixie through the gym. And I said, I can't believe this. This is happening. I looked at Thomas. Joy kissed Thomas. I closed my eyes. I kissed Lynette. It was like I kissed Marsha Brady and I seen the fireworks. I love Narcotics Anonymous. It was on. But then the foyer wore off. And I seen the ugly side of addiction. You got to go now. The hour was up. It was up, Crystal. my hour was in. And I ran back to the car, right? Mom said, what were y'all doing here? Y'all play light break? Yes, we did, right? And we took Thomas home. I called Thomas. I said, Thomas, I kissed her. I seen fireworks. I know. I can't wait till Monday morning. I can't wait till gym class, right? Powerless, using against your will. My mind, when I was trapped in that body with a mind that didn't give an F about nothing, school was done. I wasn't worried about what was happening. I was a little boy that was abandoned by, I believe, God, because I didn't know who my real mother was. Right? And I'm talking about the real me stood up. I couldn't stand up because y'all were making fun of me in school. I was called spick, Puerto Rican, black, white. I didn't know what I was. I didn't know that I was such a gift from God that God had no mistake about me. When I was born, God already knew what was going on with me before I made it to Narcotics Anonymous. And I came in out of that wound. It was February 25th, 1992. My greatest day of my life. God is my greatest source of strength and courage. And then it wasn't only until I found a little bit of self-acceptance, though, before I had the use of the drug. That Monday morning, gym class hit. Thomas was sitting there with Joy, and I said, Joy, where's Lynette? Lynette's putting on her suit. She'll be out in a minute. Right? They told me I had a good time. Thomas said, long time, you got to go back to your report date. I remember sitting there on the bleachers waiting for Lynette to come out. Lynette came out. She walked right by me, passed right by me, showed me nothing. I thought it was Casper, the friendly ghost. She just came by. It was done. I said, hello. She just kept walking. I said, what about me? And from that moment on, I felt like that. 2 weeks later, me and Thomas again. Thomas just always happened to be in the places, right, where the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment always took place. We had the little fort, right? It was Friday night again. This time I got a night out. Mom said, I like you hanging around Thomas, because every time you're around Thomas, something goes on. And we went to the fort. And then in the fort, there was the blacklight posters. And then in the fort with the blacklight posters, we had the 8-track player, right? And we used to press this little 8-track in. We'd listen to the Black Sabbath, and right, and the black lights would go on and everything, and there was on the door. And I said, Thomas, who's that? I thought it was just you and me and Randy tonight here, right? Come on in, Sandra. And Sandra entered the fort. A few moments later, Thomas went upstairs with Sandra. Randy went upstairs with Sandra. I heard the oohs and the ahs and the e's and the ahs and the oohs. And I was sitting there going, I wonder what's going on up there. Yeah. Thomas said, it's your turn, Frank. Come on up. I was 11 and a half years old. I was a little boy. Nobody had given me the information that I've gotten in Narcotics Anonymous about sex. Nobody gave me that information at 11 and a half years old. I laid down with Sandra Clark. She put my little wee-wee in her, and I felt the ooh, the ah coming from her voice, and I thought I arrived. I stood up, but I didn't stand up like I do a man of God in my life and have a passion for Narcotics Anonymous and this fellowship from hateful to grateful. I stood up with guilt. I stood up with shame, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran out that fort, and I knocked on Mom's door. I said, Mom, let me in. She goes, what are you doing so back so early? I said, just let me in. I ran into the shower. Some of us can identify with the shower can't wash you off of. There was no more standing for something. Sandra Clark was everyone I seen that I laid down with for many, 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 many years. Sandra Clark was in the face. Sandra Clark was in the moments, because everybody that ever told me they loved me left me. And I didn't find that out until Narcotics Anonymous told me that love's an action word. That I was taught that here. Everybody that told me left me. Narcotics Anonymous, I love you, Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous, I love you, Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous, I love you. You have never, never, never let me down. You have never, never left me, Narcotics Anonymous, in the last 15 years of some change. You have never, never left me. You have always been there, Narcotics Anonymous. You have given me everything that I need every day to stand up when I haven't wanted to stand up. And I've had to come in here, and I've had to tell you how I'm hurting and how the little boy feels bad. I've had to come in here and talk about the guilt and the shame and the lack of self-acceptance and low self-esteem. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about a person that you see today. I'm talking about a child. I'm talking about the little boy who's got the greatest source of strength and courage. That's God, who's giving him hope, who can stand and go through anything that comes down the pike. Because I know with God, it's going to be all right. That no matter what's happening in my life, I got hope will take me through any mountain, any valley, any storm, any situation. Anytime life shows up, disease shows up, wants to put me down, I'm no clown. I just keep coming, 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 coming. I'm not that child who thought he would never find love. I'm not that little boy that could not stop putting his hands on no one. I'm not that little boy who thought he had to be with multiples and multiples and multiples of women just to think that he could get that validation. But I suffer. I suffer still from loneliness. I'm a man of God who dreams big, lives big, looks big, thinks big, thinks this is the biggest thing that's going on in his life, and that's Narcotics Anonymous. This disease is a cold disease. This disease is cold. This disease is a cold, wicked disease. This disease has always wanted me where I'm not now. This disease means justice. I sold my spirit, newcomer. Newcomer, I smoked crack, went the distance. No matter what it took, newcomer, I did what it did. It told me to do. I kept doing it. I kept doing it. I kept doing it. I kept doing it. But y'all told me that no matter what, if I don't use, right, that no matter what, the miracle will happen in your life. Newcomer, the miracle will happen in your life. And after the first one, there'll be a second one. And after the third one, there'll be a fourth one. And after the fourth one, there'll be a fifth one. And after the fifth one, there'll be a sixth one. And there'll be a seventh one. There'll be an eighth one. There'll be a ninth one. And it just keeps coming. Once too many, thousands, never enough. I can't get enough of Narcotics Anonymous. I can't get enough of being blessed. I can't get enough of the love that's going on in Narcotics Anonymous, man. There's hope without dope. It's happening here. Will the real me please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Man, I gotta sometimes just please ask me. I need to stand up one more day. I need to show up, get armed up one more day to face what this life and recovery's got for me. It's been the times. It's been the painful times, Crystal. It's been the times that I've had to tell you how I'm living and how I feel. It's been the times when one was too many, a thousand was never enough. It's been the times when ticket numbers have been all up and down my dressers. It's been the times when I've acted out. And the times that I had to come here off the count and tell you what I just finished doing. It took vulnerability. It took a lot of conviction, a lot of obedience to come into the grip and come into the group. Like George, you said a long time ago, come help yourself and we will help you. We will, it's a we thing. This we thing is so powerful. There was always someone there that embraced me. If you don't like me, you can't help me. Leave me right where you left me. Because there's always somebody here. There's always someone here. Narcotics Anonymous is the shit, man. Ten years clean. Penniless, jobless, homeless. $14,000 in the arrears child support. Right? With a real, please, with a real Frankie Bone stand up. Sharing clean, living dirty, whore, trick, right? No self-esteem. Running off just a little bit of validation, right? Not feeling worthy enough, right? Having to come to the group and tell you where I'm at in 10 years, that I'm hurting, that I need help, right? Goliath Almighty knew what to do. The prayers were already put in place. 10 years clean. No driver's license. Two different tags and two different cars. Some of y'all, Crystal, I know this is where in the Boogie Down. I know y'all got this in the Boogie Down, right? There's a place in Baltimore City called Jurassic Park. The disease got 24/7 now. The disease has justice. Some of y'all got membership in Baltimore City and Jurassic Park. 10 years clean. I kept living that story, getting the outside of the house. She was getting the inside of the house, the outside of the house. She was getting the inside of the house. One's too many, a thousand of them enough. And I'm wondering why I'm homeless. I'm wondering why, right? Forget the please. I was begging to stand up. Please don't leave me. Please, I used to get to all them topics, loving you, losing me. Oh, please, relationships past the expiration date, letting go of the baggage, right? I can go down the list, the list, and the list, and the list, and the list, and the list. But you know something? When this topic came to true, to play, and look, they just asked me this morning to do this. And that, and all the first thought I had, it came to mind, hey, look, hold on. You're talking about please stand up. There's been a whole lot of pain to stand up. You got to go through the pain first so you can stand up and have the victorious story here in Narcotics. The testimony, right? They talk about the testimony in the 11th tradition, right? So I understood in the 10th tradition when they talked about anything affecting my recovery was sharing material in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I dig this place. I dig what's happening here. I dig what's going on in my legacy here, right? I dig what's going on in my obituaries here, man. I dig what's happening in my children's life here, right? 10 years clean, I was painless, jobless, and homeless. Check it out. Watch what's going on for you unjudgmental spirits that are hitting me right now. I've come to Lock and Load it to put the hit on that so that we can know there's freedom without the use of drugs. Because life's going to show up, your doorknob's going to get rubbed, and you don't know where you will be at 10 years clean. Because clean time means something here. Ask someone who just gave it away. Never have I heard, after the sufferings come back into this place, into this lovely world, tell me anything good after they gave up that gift called life, their clean time. 10 years clean, shoveling rat shit out of abandoned houses. Baltimore City, $45 a day. I stood up every morning, man, and it was the pride in Narcotics Anonymous and a lot of the jokers. And the haters and the backstabbers here that said, oh, that boy ain't going to make it. Oh, that boy going to use. How grateful is he? Right? How can he do that? Right? He's got 10 years clean. He does this. He does that in Narcotics Anonymous. But check it out. You don't know where you're going to be when you're in the cut. And if that relationship with your almighty is there, my almighty was right there at the right time, at the right place. When I came out of that rat-infested house and I asked God for hope one more day, I had 10 years clean with a mask over me, with rat shit all over me, shoveling rat shit for a living. I told you where I was in debt, right? Told you where I was. But the victorious story was when I asked God to please help me one more day and to stand up and become the man of God that you want me. God is not done with me yet. So if you think God's done with me yet, no, there's a lot more work and left to do in Narcotics. And I love this place. But at 10 years clean, right? God knew what to do with me. God had to form me into the, to take me out of the peace that I was struggling for so long. Wanting y'all and people that have heard me share, no, I'm about a white picket fence in a family. I'm about that person. I live and seek the NA dream. Dreams are your dreams. Everybody has a dream. And we create dreams in Narcotics Anonymous. And I stand up for the dreams that I believe in here. That you all gave me an opportunity to believe. You can be anybody here. It's from whores to husbands here. You can be anybody you want to be here. And there's countless dreams. I'm talking about countless dreams. I'm talking about, I didn't know. I had no clue that God, right? I used to share what was a trick, was a curse, was a blessing. No, it was all blessing. God had me locked and loaded. God knew that God was getting ready to bless me with the most greatest gift that this man could ever, 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 ever have in his whole life. He knew that he was going to do a transformation with me. He knew when, a matter of fact, that he said, look, you need to make this call. And the relationship was over. And she left me for a woman. Let's get down to that piece, stand up. And your good Sharon ass is everywhere. And she told me, well, no, she didn't tell me. It was eyes through the baby boy told me that mommy had a new partner. And come to the group and share that. Don't you know who I am? John Holmes, Sylvester Stallone, Sly, everybody put up in one. And then some. Right? Right? Because I got the gear. I know how to put on Slim Shady and Big Kid all in one. Right? All the masks had to go. I had to come here and tell you. Right? I had to tell you that this was about a fellowship and not about a black addict, a white addict, Puerto Rican addict, lesbian addict, gay addict, diabetes addict. Any addict can get clean and narcotics. And I'm a newcomer. Keep coming back. I had to come here and embrace the message, that life-saving message of ours, right? And I had to embrace it. Look, they told me, will the real man grow up now? Right? God bless me. Raise up, because of my MO, I run, quit, and hide when it's hot. My MO is I'm out of here. And just as I was getting ready to roll out of Baltimore and go back to D.C., right, I was getting ready to roll. The dream was over. But check it out. God said, you're going to wait 5 more minutes. I told you, newcomer, old-timer, some-timer, there's a miracle's going to happen. Then you're going to have another miracle. Then you're going to get another miracle and another miracle and another miracle. And the miracle kept happening. God said, no, you're not leaving Baltimore City. The car, right, blew up. Seven Steps says you're either going to be humble or humiliated. But I swore I was in the mainstream of life clean, Crystal. I swore it was going on, don't you know? I suffer from illusion and fantasy even when my life's unmanageable. I'm still looking for means and substitutions to find new ways to cop clean. Right? Which has nothing to do with the use of drugs, but relapse is a process. Using is just the main event after that. Come hell or high water, we don't use no matter what. Come hell or high water, don't use no matter what. I knew that I'd join this club. I knew what was going on. I knew I had faith through the store. I knew from countless deaths clean in Narcotics Anonymous. Knew from countless courtrooms in Narcotics Anonymous that no matter what, I never had to use. That no matter what, I never had to use. That no matter what, I never had to use. And just as I was getting ready to bolt, I took my last change. I was in my pocket. And I called up the mother of my daughter. I said, I just got your beat. What do you want? She said, well, what do I want? I want to tell you that I'm pregnant. I said, by who? She said, you fool, you. I said, but you've been on the pill for the last 3 years. She said, I was. But having sex without having protection is saying you want to have a child. Will a real man stand up? Right? I was looking for a feeling that I only needed something else, right? Because of my own self-centeredness, right? For the instant gratification like the drugs gave me. And then the four wore off, and then I seen the ugly side of addiction. All the time. All the time. But the miracle kept coming alive. And I thought this was going to be the curse of my life. Don't you know I paid child support already? Don't you know I'm $14,000 in arrears child support? Don't you know my name's on nothing, so it means that I'm homeless? Don't you know? She said, I know. That's why you're at where you're at. Let me give you the report thing. 5 years ago, my little girl, Frankie, was born in Baltimore City, University of Maryland. When I walked in there, Crystal, they put a VIP badge on me. They said, Frankie, you are a movie star. You can stay here, do what you want here. You got a room here. You can be anybody you want here. Thank you for being here. Right? And it kept happening. Me and her tried to rekindle the relationship, but the ninth and eighth step, it works how and why, says we don't try to rekindle the emotional relationship. We just have an obligation to our children. That's to let you know, right? Obligation means, and it talks about setting up child support payments. It means you need to go, That's a settled command, not a suggestion. A suggestion is a settled command. Look at the Webster, right? You need to go and let them know where you work, right? And let them know you got responsibility, right? That piece is a two-piece hit. And I remember standing up in that courtroom 5 years ago. She was on one side with her posse. I was on one side. It was all women. I had a woman lawyer, right? And look, the only posse I had was God. And I stood in that courtroom. And that judge told me, you know something? Already know where you go. Already know who you are. Already know where you go to on a consistent basis. I know more about you than you probably know about yourself. And you, ma'am, both you two will never, never, never go against each other ever again. There's a precious child involved, and you two will always do your best to raise that little girl. Matter of fact, young man, you will always be in your little girl's life, right? In the last 5 years and some change, that little girl has given me the gift called life. That little girl has done a transformation. Look, God knew what to do with me, man. God knew what to do with me. Only an almighty knew what to do with me at 10 years clean. Look, and I looked at that little girl. I watched that little girl be born clean. And I held her in my arms and I embraced her. And I just let her know that I will never, 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 never abandon you. My little girl's got a daddy who knows who her daddy is. My little girl today has an almighty in her life that I don't know if she got it from Narcotics Anonymous 2 weeks ago, right? The 10 tradition tells us that we can go anywhere to share what's going on and that affects our recovery. What affects my recovery today is my little girl's got a relationship with a God that I'm so jealous about how her prayer life is with this God that she believes in, that believes in her daddy, that has your daddy keeps showing up in her life. 2 weeks ago, she asked me, when did you invite God into your life, Daddy? I said, well, I had this spiritual awakening, Hannah, about 7 years ago. She said, Daddy, really? She said, Daddy, I invited God into my life when I was 4 years old. She said, Daddy, it's never. Get a newcomer, old-timer. If the word God repels you, just keep coming back no matter what. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. Just keep coming back. Never got to use again. My little girl told me it's never, 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 never too late to ask God into anyone's heart. No matter what's going on. No matter where you're at. The last 5 years, some things have changed. The mother of my daughter is one of my most greatest source of strength and friends in the front row of my life. Matter of fact, she's moving 3 blocks from me. That's right. Her and her fiance are moving 3 blocks from me. Right? Her and her fiance are moving 3 blocks from me. She had a biracial little boy in Narcotics Anonymous. His name's Elijah. I got a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor who's the only black man on the East Coast who wears a cowboy hat with 29 years clean. Y'all know who he is. That's right. Will a real man stand up, right? I learned from this man. I've learned from this man how to be a little boy, but to turn into be the daddy in this program, right? This little boy, Elijah, right? His dad abandoned him at 3 years clean because of he suffers from the same disease we do, and he lit his wife on fire. Then he went and used because he thought his wife was cheating. Then he went and used. Before he used, he suffers from the same disease, the same insidious lie. He bought it. God placed this little boy in my life, my daughter's brother, right? His name's Elijah. He's got 10 years. Me and my children walk around telling, and they talk about how long they've been clean. They say, I got 5. I'm coming up on 10. I'm coming up on 11. Put together, they got more clean time than most sometimes in the circle. My little girl and then the children in my life, right? I'll tell you how I'm living. The children in my life embrace each other. We pray together. We stop somewhere. We pray together. We embrace together. Our children are embraced in prayer. Our children love the prayer. Our children love when we're standing up and we're in prayer together. Because when we're in prayer, we're strength in numbers. My little girl and this little boy, in the last 3 or 4 years now, this little boy has touched my heart like I could have never, never, never imagined in my life. His father just got out of prison. I sponsored that man today. He's clean in Philly with almost 3 months. I thank God. I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I love NA. I have a passion for what's going on here. This fellowship will take you out your worst nightmare. Believe, just believe on whatever you want to believe that can keep you here. Just believe that your dream can come true here, that you can be whoever you want to be. Because I believe that when I got clean, that just one day, I would dance with Minnie Mouse cleaning after being here. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I had that dream. The real dreams do come true. 14 years clean, I woke up last year, right, with my little girl next to me in Walt Disney World. That morning, we had breakfast with Minnie Mouse, right? I asked her to stand up. She looked at me. I said, could you just stand up for a moment and just shake your booty? She looked at me probably behind that mask. She just didn't know. She just didn't know that she was placed there that day fulfilling this little boy's dream, right? I'm telling you, there's no more Sandra Clarks. There's no more Lynette Robies. I'm talking about fulfilling the dream in your own life. I'm talking about the dreams do come true. In Narcotics Anonymous, you just keep believing. Just keep believing and keep this miracle alive and know that no matter what, you never, 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 never gotta use again. That no matter what, real dreams do come true. And at that moment when we just finished dancing, right, and I did my little gig, right, I looked at Elijah, I looked at Hannah, and I just wanted to stand up in Walt Disney World and say, don't you know I got 14 years clean? Now that shit might have not impressed you all just now, but still, real dreams come true, and your memories are your memories. Your embracement is your embracement. I just want to thank God. I want to thank everybody in Chesapeake, Potomac region. I got clean here 15 years ago and some change. That shit still impresses me that we are carrying the message. I remember when this place was small. It's building just like you can in your life. No matter how small you think you are, you can get the smallest torch lit here in Narcotics Anonymous and have the biggest flame. You flame my desire. Men and women, boys and girls here, this is your life. Just keep coming. I keep coming back.